Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
1-2-1-2. Check it out.
It's the guys.
Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out, y'all.
All for you to enjoy. It's the guys next door.
Check it out, y'all.
All for you to enjoy.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. If you are hearing this, then guess what?
What?
You're having the best week of your life, honestly speaking.
Okay.
Honestly, like, you get to start your week with the guys next door.
I don't understand who else you want to spend it with.
Niggas with podcast. You know what we didn't talk about last week?
What's that?
We didn't talk about the women that have to love these niggas with podcasts.
You know why? Why?
Because these niggas with podcasts that love to tell women what they should do, how they should look, who's deserving of what, the bitches they show up with never look like the women they describe.
It's always ever. It's tricky, right? And I don't want to get into describing women, but if we talk about what's my man name? Derek Jackson.
Yep.
The woman that he was with, beautiful young black queen.
Mind you, I think I know
Bonnet
you're going.
And all.
He turned her into that.
Bro, I know.
I seen pictures of her before.
Bro, she was Mouse.
Sister Jackson was outside.
She was outside.
Jackson was outside looking like a fine of the time woman.
And then he brought her back to the 1920s. Like, I don't know what happened.
And then left her for a woman of the time. These niggas are dumb. All right. That was last week. Whatever. If you guys appreciate us and love us the way we love and appreciate you, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the show everywhere that you can get your show. Apple, Stitcher, Tidal. Spotify, we're everywhere. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find this show. So make sure you subscribe to the show. Make sure you, if you are listening to us on Apple, make sure you head on down and give us a 5-star rating. Why? Because we are children and in need of validation.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, women, you aren't the only ones. We need validation. We need you every week. Every week you need to tell us how good of a job we're doing, or we will not do the job. And then when you be like, why are you not doing what you said you were going to do? And we're going to be like, because nobody appreciates us.
I mean.
Am I telling on myself?
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm sorry. Sorry. My apologies. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, Guys Next Door. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Show. And if you have a funny story, a letter, any words of encouragement you want to share with us, you want to curse somebody out and you don't want to do it because you're scared they might punch you in the face, you can do it on this show by simply dropping a letter off in our mailbox. That mailbox address is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Once again, that is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com.
I'm not gonna lie, man. Nick, they've been a little nervous. I don't know what it is, and I keep on going through these emails. I'm like, Y'all they raggedy. Are y'all scared? Y'all scared to?
We need the 2000. We need that 2019 energy.
Yeah. I need the real. I need the real because y'all.
Because 2019,
scared.
They was unless. Here's the thing. What if we fixed everyone's problems?
Everyone in the world?
At least everyone that listens to the show.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not going to lie to you, Mac. I'm glad we're doing this. I'm a little down in the dumps. I will be honest. I'm a little down in the dumps. I know typically on this podcast, I don't talk about what things that make me upset. Or let me take that back. I don't talk about things that make me sad.
In the moment. We don't talk about it in the moment.
In the moment.
We'll talk about it later on down the line. And I'll be like, damn, bro.
Yeah, once I'm already. Yeah, once I'm over it. But, you know, I can't even hide this one, bro. I'm going to keep it a buck.
All right. Let's talk. That's what we're here for, man. You know what we do.
The Nets, man. We lost Kyrie. Fucking lost. Stop fucking laughing.
Oh, man.
There's always these great moments doing this podcast where I can... I'm talking to the audience because the Mac and Ryan have me pegged. Pause. They have me pegged 9 times out of 10. They know when I'm about to set them up for an okey-doke. Mac didn't see this one coming, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls,
I wasn't ready.
See them or they.
I wasn't ready.
He didn't see that one coming. And I'm glad he thinks it's a fucking joke.
As the...
The front office in the... The front office of every New York... fucking NBA team is fucking doomed.
Hold on, listen. As a huge fan of the trash ass Knicks, I want to tell you, you're welcome. You guys deserve this. You guys deserve it. You guys are here. You thought,
oh yeah, we're gonna be the biggest. Durant. When Kevin Durant leaves, he will be the last and final superstar we ever. Are able to get to come to Brooklyn. Brooklyn will not see another superstar.
For at least 10 years. At least 10 years.
At least 10 fucking years. Unless they, you know, just when KD leaves, fucking blow up the entire fucking
team.
They
got to get a crazy draft pick. They got to get a...
And do fucking terrible for the next 2 years and get a draft pick that gets us a fucking... Whatever that 7-foot kid from wherever he's from. Like, all right, I'm about to get set. He's really gone, bro. And let me tell you something, Kyrie Allen Irvin.
Oh, wow. Allen Irvin. Okay.
Kyrie Allen Irvin. Let me tell you a black ass something. You are the greatest point guard who's ever played this game.
Ridiculous.
You are the most natural. You are the most naturally gifted point guard. You are the smartest basketball player there
my
is.
Man's, that, my yo, my man's on handles that, are actually gorgeous. Like, it doesn't...
It's not a... I keep telling people it's not a handle. The ball is literally a part of his hand.
Yep, yeah.
When he has the ball, it's literally... You are that. You are that. But you little black motherfucker. You wait till Black fucking History Month to leave the fucking Nets and go to the whitest fucking NBA establishment there is to play second fiddle to a white boy?
Hurts, don't it? Stings a little bit, don't it? Ooh. Ooh. Listen, my Knicks
somebody
are
said,
trying. They're trying. They'll never get it,
bitch,
but they're trying.
Bitch, those Knicks can try for all they want. They can go suck a dick. Fuck the Knicks. Fuck the Knicks. And until and when KD leaves, fuck the Nets. But KD is there. I'm tired. I'm fucking tired. I want you to understand my basketball fan journey.
I'm listening.
I grew up and was born and bred a fucking New York Knicks fan. Bigger than that, I was a Michael Jordan fan, so at least I knew what it looked like. I knew what it looked like for a team to fucking win. Yeah. But I was a tried and true New York Knicks fan. I'm talking about when we had fucking Chris Duhon and Moochie Norris in the backcourt. I've been there. Yeah, I've been there.
right.
Never, ever. I gave them 30 years of my life. I turned 30 and I said, there's certain things, just like a bad bitch. I'm not taking you into 30. And I left the Knicks right where the fuck they stood. And I went to Brooklyn.
I mean, listen.
And Brooklyn, you know, they courted me.
They did. They had Jay-Z in the beginning, remember?
Brooklyn love bombed me. They love bombed me. Because everyone almost everyone I showed up for left. They showed up with the representation. I am left with the toxic motherfucker that can't do right.
See, I'll say this. The thing I like about the Knicks, even though I'm a Knicks fan, you get into being a Knicks fan knowing that it is garbage from the beginning. Like, as a child.
Yeah. If we liken it to dating, you know this nigga ain't shit. You have no one. This nigga is not showing you anything. Nope. He's not showing you consistency. Nothing. He's not showing you his representation. He's like, hey, bitch, you better scan this ticket. At least the Nets, them motherfuckers, they love bomb me.
Yeah,
we need to get Uchechi back on this episode, and so we could discuss how the Brooklyn Nets love bombed Mouse Jones. I'm getting mad talking about it. Do you have anything else to say? Because I would like to move along.
Hey, listen, I want to say to
let's move along because you was gonna do something childish. I seen it. Let's move the fuck along. Are you ready to be a fucking adult,
yes,
Mac Wiles?
Let's do it.
Are you ready to be an adult?
My God. Hey man, them Knicks, dog. Hey man.
They have nothing to do with this.
They have no. The Knicks have everything to do with this. That's the thing.
Fuck them. Fuck Walsh, Isaiah Thomas, Phil Jackson, Derek Fisher, Mike Woodson.
Oh man.
Mike D'Antoni. Who? All of you bitches. Fuck you.
Goodness gracious.
Shout out to Jock. Shout out to KD. Yep. Somebody put on Twitter. Mind you, I'm not gonna say y'all niggas' names because you won't get no recognition from me, you dirty bitches. But to my friends who thought it behooved, so let me tell you, man.
Oh Lord,
I was having a very adult Sunday. Yes, y'all were breaking the fourth wall again. Yes, yep. I was having a very adult Sunday. I worked out. I went to breakfast.
I was about to say, it looked like you had a really good day. Trader Joe's
tried to blow my fucking. Going to Trader Joe's, they have a fucking snake ass line wrapped all through the store. Fucking Chinese people fucking cutting me. White people trying to cut me. I said, bitch, you don't know this is Black History Month. I'm going to let you have it because I just left boxing training. What does that mean? I'm a dangerous motherfucker. So I'm going to let you have this. Because I would punch your fucking head off. Whatever. The nigga in Trader Joe's is like, hey, that was some real shit, my nigga.
Hey, you held it down, my nigga.
You know, shout out to the fans I ran into in Trader Joe's. I'm at this point in my career where, like, people don't want, they're like, the women still take pictures, but like the niggas, they've gone from like doing this shit, like looking and like peeking, to then it was like, oh shit, Mouse, it's you. Now, I'm at the point in my career, I don't know. I must be sounding super smart nowadays. Because niggas just come up to me and shake my hand. They don't dap me up. Niggas come up and do this shit and then shake my hand. I was like,
all right.
You know what I mean?
Hey. Like, you got to appreciate that. You got to appreciate that. Yeah.
You must have liked what I said about niggas with podcasts. I appreciate you, my boy. But yes, I'm having a great time. I go from Trader Joe's. I went to McNally and Jackson. Okay. Got me a book. Got me a nice little book, you know, picked up some house slippers.
Just a great Sunday.
I had a great, you know, picked up a little shirt from my lady friend. Like, I was having a great fucking Sunday. Very adult Sunday.
Love that.
What people don't know about the Trader Joe's in Brooklyn, it's underground.
Yeah.
So the service be a little.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to where service was pristine.
Right upstairs. Yep.
Before I can even look at the Bleacher Report alert, bing, 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 I get three messages. Close friends, group chat, close friends. Hey, Mouse, Kyrie's gone. Mouse, Kyrie's gone. Hey, you niggas can eat a dick. bitch ass friends. I want to let y'all know y'all blocked. I got new friends. I got new friends. I got new friends. I got new friends. See how you niggas get into trap karaoke. See how you niggas get into events now.
Kyrie to the Mavericks. Damn.
Yeah, that's where you bet. That's where you guys better try and get a fucking ticket to. Because you won't be a fucking trap karaoke, you dirty bitch. All right, let's be adults.
Spicy. So spicy.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to talk about something that I feel like we should have talked about a long time ago.
Okay.
But, you know, it's us. It's, we're here. Might as well. At this point, 2023, all the knowledge you have, and I want us to be honest, right? Yep. 2023, what has masculinity showed itself to be to you?
Oof. What has masculinity shown itself to be to me? Go ahead, continue.
Are we still performing? Like, when you look and you think of masculinity, do you still think like, do you yourself think you're still performing? Have you unlearned things? Like, how does masculinity, or what do you define masculinity now? You know, years of learning and years of us being in this space, almost four years of podcasting, mm-hmm. and just, you know, we have a lot of hard conversation, but I just feel like this has been one that we've skirted around, and I don't know if it was intentionally by all three of us or we just didn't have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think we have things. We have conversations kind of around it or like about
right.
certain aspects of it, but we never really tap into it as a whole.
Right.
So we got to break this question down. Okay. What is masculinity right now
yeah.
for me in this day and age? I think masculinity comes in many different forms, many different shapes and sizes. And there's a lot of stuff that we, as you said, you know, the performative The stuff that we perform is the stuff that masculinity really isn't. I think masculinity is, or should be, if done right, it should be as nurturing as femininity is. It should be.
That's tough.
It's, you know.
That's tough. You said masculinity should be as nurturing as femininity. Oof. All right. Not to cut you off, but I'm cutting mm-hmm. you off, but not to cut you off. Then does that negate, if masculinity is as nurturing as femininity, then do we then not have a need for femininity?
No. Because the same way that with a plant, right, you need water and you need sun. You need both to be nurturing. Like, you can't have one without the other. If you have too much water, you'll drown the plant. If you have too much sun, it'll dry out. You need them both for something to grow. So I think masculinity and femininity is supposed to work hand in hand in that same aspect, right? It's supposed to be the watering. It's supposed to be the UV rays that kind of heat everything up and keep things going to start the percolation. It's supposed to be all of these different things that help, you know. And then the situation, whatever the situation that you're in, that's the pressure. That's the dirt over you. That's the only way that you actually find real growth. In my opinion, I could be wrong, but in my 33, almost 34 years, I think the only
way—Jesus, we're getting old.
It's nuts. it's nuts. I think the only way to really look at masculinity, if you want to look at it the right way, you know, we can say that it's the bitches you bag. You could say that it's the way, you know, it's the alpha, quote unquote. Oh, I'm so much better than niggas. It's the, oh, I'm a beat niggas up. You know, you can say it's all of those things.
If you want to say Mouse Jones, you could just say that. Cause at this point, I feel right, like relax. You're attacking me.
Relax.
At this point, get to what you're saying. Cause I'm about to be offended.
No, I think masculinity is, As we say, you know, it's supposed to be as a man, you're supposed to provide, or, you know, as in nature, you know, we were the hunter gatherers. We go outside, we go get, bring it home, provide for the family, et cetera, et cetera. But I do think that no matter what your family makeup is, however you decide to, whatever you do for your family, you're supposed to be the yin to someone's yang. Like, that's what masculinity That's how you build your masculinity. Understanding that you're supposed to be the yin to somebody's yang. It's, you need that.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And it looks different in every, I think in every shape, in every different relationship, in different friendships and all relationships. So I think masculinity is supposed to be fluid in a sense. It's supposed to be ever changing. You know, I don't think there's a specific job or a specific thing that masculinity is supposed to be, because there's no one way to provide. I think you have to, you have to, the most masculine thing is the assessment of where you're, where you are supposed to give provision.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think I too agree that one of the most masculine things, if we're saying the same thing, I think one of the most masculine things there is, or I think the greatest cog of masculinity, is being able to point out your wrongs.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Point out your wrongs.
Point out your shortcomings.
Yeah, point out your
shortcomings. And allow others to be able to say, hey, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Hey, you need to fix this.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's real. That's real. I think the other part of the question, as you said, was are we still performing?
I think so.
I think so too.
I think most of the men today are still performing.
And I'm gonna keep it a buck.
I don't think the masculinity that they project is the masculinity that speaks to them.
I agree.
Which is like it's like when you lose a little bit too much weight. Like, okay, boom, let's talk like fashion, yep. Right? You know how you and I like our pants. And the way I'm talking about it, because you and I like to wear our pants, the waist size is very similar, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which is a little bit off the waist.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But it's not hanging off your butt. Yeah. It just drops under the waistline. Mm-hmm. Now, if we lose too much weight,
then it's under the butt.
Then now it's under the butt, and now you have to pull so hard on this belt that you begin to cause that gap happens in the jeans.
Especially with some real good denims.
With real denim, yeah. That fold happens. Ooh. That's what's happening with men. I think everyone is in such a rush to perform this version of masculinity that speaks to
society.
It speaks to society and to the projection in them, and doesn't really and they're not taking the time to look inward about what really. Hey, my nigga, flowers might make you feel
That's
good.
That's a fact.
Bro.
I love flowers. I'm like the only. I love flowers.
I'm not a flower person, but best believe if I was a flower person, I would have flowers up and down this mm-hmm. house. I'm a nigga that likes to get my nails done. Yep. I'm a nigga that likes to take care of my skin.
Yep.
With all of these things also, which is so fucking nuts, right? Like all these things we're talking about, it's just cleanliness.
That's it.
It's hygiene. But we somehow have somehow tied it into being feminine. And niggas have to come up with slogans to fucking bargain and justify their masculinity. Mm. Oh, I'm in my soft black man era.
Bro, just be you. You good. Just be you.
Because you get your nails done?
What are we talking about?
Like, I think it is so... It is... All right, I'm going to sound white. I think it is so cringy, because I can't think of another word. I think it is so cringy to watch black men, whether jokingly or dead ass, co-opt and run with this soft black man life. You want to know the soft black man? The soft black man life is for the gay men. It's for the men who have, you know, it is for the young trans men, the young black trans men, the people who find themselves at no matter what point, they find themselves at the bottom of a totem pole. And sometimes they have intersections at the bottom of the totem pole. I'm a black man. I'm a black gay man. I'm a black effeminate gay man. Those are like three things. And they still, you know, live their life the way that they want to live their life. That is a soft black man And that is who this life is for. That's who that phrase should be for. For you niggas that fucking... It sounds like I hate everybody again, but I'm sorry. For you niggas who grab a fucking tripod and put it on the inside of your door, and then you go outside, and then you open up your door and you record it, and then you set up the tripod in your room so to show you making your bed, and then you set it up again in the living room to watch you make a fucking smoothie, and then you set it up again to watch you fucking clean your house.
All right, Mouse.
And then you reset it up again.
Now I'm starting to get offended. I feel like, I'm like, listen, I just started trying to get some new content. I'm sorry.
With that fucking lo-fi music in the back? Oh, bitch, fuck you. Oh, my God. That is not soft black man life. I want y'all to stop. But this is what I'm saying. Niggas have to come up with this shit to justify their masculinity. When the true masculine, when one of the other true signs of masculinity is doing what the fuck you want to do in regards to your self-care and mental health and wellness and not giving a fuck what anybody has to say about it. That's masculinity.
Question. What do you think attributes to, what do you think the things are that attribute to the need to kind of, stamp their masculinity in that way?
Acceptance. Wait, let me, to stamp it in what
way? They have to make these slogans that protect their masculinity.
It's acceptance. It's counterculture. It's the inverse of the acceptance, right? So these are all, and hey guys, some of you are listening and are fans and we love you, appreciate you. I'm just being honest here. All right. So some of these men, not all, some of these men were wannabe, when Dipset was lit, they wore big pants and they wore big hats and they wore their bandanas and they wanted to be that. And then when Drake came out, they got those terrible Urban Outfitted fits and they fucking got the dad hat. I mean, not the dad, and they got the fucking heart shape in there. Niggas have 22 haircuts and want to, never mind. Mm. Niggas want to put the heart shape hair in the hairline. When Pharrell was out and niggas wanted to wear BBC and Lil Wayne came out with truck fit, they wore truck fit. These are all the same niggas, bro. And so now,
yeah, anybody that I've seen wearing truck fit,
Lil Wayne, there was never a woman's line of truck fit, and he told you to suck a nigga for dick for truck fit. Who the fuck was he talking to,
bro?
And you niggas wore it.
That is
so disgusting. I didn't know if you niggas was buying it or sucking dick for it.
I'm saying, but continue.
I'm not judging you for sucking dick. Hey, I'm just judging you for sucking dick for a truck fit. Best believe it, Mouth. I'm not going to say it again. Last time I said it, we... Yo, the girl I was dealing with at the time, she blocked me and shit. I was like, what? I didn't do nothing.
All right.
It is strict over here.
Jesus Christ.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite quote right now. The women have the two quotes that I fucking love.
What's that?
It's strict over here. I love that quote. Because you could use it on either way. I've seen women use it like complaining, like, the nigga won't let me do that. It's strict over here. Or them letting you know you come on. You can't do this, that, and the third. Here. It's strict over here. So I love that, and I be stealing that. In the other one,
what?
Women have this quote, be fucking for real. And they have the nerve to fucking make it an acronym, BFFRO.
Be fucking for real.
My Lord. God.
Lord.
It is a dangerous time to be a man.
Yes, it is.
Because if a woman tells you to be fucking for real, kill yourself. Damn it, I don't think you can say that. All right, anyway, whatever, moving on. So yes, it is the inverse of counterculture. It is the inverse of a culture that they want to be accepted by. Mm. So right now, if you don't want to be looked at as a complete fucking dirtbag, which I don't think anyone wants to, even if you are, no one wants to be looked at as a complete fucking dirtbag. So what do? Oh, ladies, look at me. I'm a soft black man.
AKA you pander.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Panda. You know, look at me. I make my bed every morning, and I have the lo-fi music playing, and I have a Mac Wilds quote.
Oh, Lord.
I'm pretty sure I've seen one of me. So I know there's like quotes where somebody's probably took your voice, and there's a quote of, and it's like, you're saying just some random shit. You were probably talking about like playing basketball, and they like attribute it to fucking. It's like they have these fucking James Baldwin ass quotes and a picture of fucking Boosie breaking down weed. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, bro? But anyway, I think that's one of them. It's acceptance. Everybody just wants to be accepted.
Yeah.
So right now, all the niggas, they go to Zara, they buy bad jeans, they have Chelsea boots, they have the dangly earring, they get those stupid ass haircuts.
The dangly earring bothers me.
Hate it bad. Not because it's a dangly earring, and not because it's a dangly earring, not because it's effeminate, because the niggas that wear it are just terrible people. That's why I hate the dangly earrings. Zeus, I know you're listening. I hate your dangly earring. You know I hate your dangly earring. I know he's gonna hit me and be like, yeah, I'm a dangler. No, Zeus, I don't think you're a terrible person. I just hate your dangly earring. I think it's stupid. I think it's fucking dumb. Lord. But most of the people that wear the dangly earrings are terrible people.
Good.
Terrible fucking people.
Yeah.
I think it's connected. They want to be accepted because they want to have access to women. And at this point, I do feel like with women being more successful, women not needing niggas as much, or at least projecting that they don't need niggas. Women articulating that they do not feel as if they need men as much
as before.
I think there are things that men don't. Men have an inherent need to be needed. So if you're being told you're not needed,
you'll start to try to figure out what you can do to be needed. Yeah. I get that.
So if I look like this thing that, you know, needs to find a place in your life, they're gonna do that. And then I think the third, I don't know. The third reason I don't know. I know those are the two that I would stand in front of an audience of millions and break down, and I could convey how real that is. I don't know the third reason.
I would agree. I do think that acceptance is definitely a big part of it. Acceptance, you know, just trying to just keep up with the Joneses, whatever's kind of in at the moment. That you see, we've seen that throughout the years, right? Like,
people are buying fake jewelry and clothes.
Yeah.
It's called DHL gate. Yeah. People are buying dupes. You're not getting duped. You're purposely and intentionally buying fake designer clothes and products because you want to, instead of going to a store that sells clothes you can afford and actually putting them together in a fashionable way.
You want to buy this fake stuff.
You are buying fake clothes. It is a need for acceptance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sick. It's sick.
I do think another part that I want to talk about a little more. Do you think, I mean, I think you touched on it a little bit. Do you?
I didn't touch on nothing without consent.
Very true. Very true. Ladies, mouse asks first. Do you think that it's? I mean, I think I know that it's performative for whoever they're trying to you know, approach, a man, woman. Do you think that it is the person that they're trying to get exacerbating, like, this is what I need? Like, do you think that
you think they're trying to undo, you think they're trying to, like, prove something to someone?
Not even just prove something to someone, but I what are your thoughts on just on the aspect of, if we're just talking about a male and a woman, a man and a woman, right? If the man performing for the woman because the woman is showing, like, that's what she wants. Like, do you think that's a part of it as well?
Yeah. It goes back to wanting to be needed.
Mm. Mm.
Instead of, like, for whatever reason, this generation of men has the most, we have, like, the most access of any generation of men before.
I would agree. I would agree.
And because we can not only pull from textbook, we are the tweeners. We can pull from the OGs and our fathers and our grandfathers.
And then we can go on social media and look at it right there.
And then we can go on social media and then we can go speak to women mm-hmm. about what they need. And no one's doing that. They're fucking jumping out the window and they're fucking winging it and they're doing it fucking wrong. So yeah, instead of just, I say all that to say, this is a generation with all that access and we still choose to make the same dumb fucking decisions. We are the same generation that will say, yo, we try and break generational curse and build generational wealth. But then you will continue to do things that cause generational curses mm-hmm. and push generational curses for more generations to deal with. And then further indebt yourself for your generational wealth to have to build its way out.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Did that make sense? Did I use a lot of words?
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So that is what's going on, right? What am I saying? I'm saying, to that direct question, a woman telling you she needs this, that, and the third out of her man. If that is not naturally you, what are you doing anything to further put yourself? That's not for you. Move.
Yeah, move out of the way.
Move out the way. Because what's going to happen is you're going to build a relationship with this woman, not being yourself. You are going to come to a realization at some point that you are unhappy
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to hurt that woman. Then you're going to hurt that woman. You're going to resent that woman. You're going to do things that's going to further cause her to distrust men, further have issues with other men down the line.
Mm.
You're going to hurt yourself and cause you to have issues, and you're going to project the issues onto her. But the issue was not her. The issue was you not being smart enough, intelligent enough to say, hey, I had a lot of fun on this date, but
I don't think it matches. I'm not
the man for you. I would love to be a friend. Maybe we could, you know, we could do coffee once a month. I would love to be a friend, but yeah, I'm not the man for you. And then go find someone you are the man for.
Low-key, even in doing that, you may change her mindset on what the masculinity that she needs to be.
It's not your job.
That's what I'm saying. It's not your job.
We're never going to change. When we're talking about women's ideal or point of view of masculinity, we're never going to change it. Direct.
Yes, it's never going to be person.
We're never going to do it because there is an agenda when a man and a woman are in front of
each
other.
Very true.
So it always has to be indirectly.
So
what's going to have to happen is you're going to have to be that man every day. So then that a bunch of women see that a bunch of men are doing this just because. And now they'll say, oh, well. But until niggas start doing things based on their own selfish, let me not say selfish because niggas would take that the wrong way. Until niggas start doing things on their own fucking accord and their own, like, for themselves, that's never going to happen. We're always going to find ourselves as a group doing things that are going to be for the adornment from women and for the rest of the guys to, you know, tell us we're men.
So
like even down to like a
I was going to say, so as a man, as a man who is constantly, because I do believe that the knowledge of masculinity and just masculinity as a whole is something that's ever growing, right? So as a man who's in his masculinity right now heavily and just kind of constantly growing with it, what are some things that you are doing every day to establish your masculinity?
Making space. Making space. That's it. That's it. I don't think I do anything other, I don't think I do anything else that's masculine, if I'm being honest. Fighting or being willing to fight, being willing to take it to the extreme to protect others around me, cool, whatever. Myself, whatever. Taking care of my kids. They didn't ask to be here. They supposed to be here. They didn't ask to be here. I'm supposed to do that. I don't think anything that anyone else deems as masculinity, I don't really acknowledge it, so I don't pay it no mind. The thing that I do that is masculine is make space for others. Whether it's black women or black queer people, I'm constantly finding myself in spaces and places to make space for others. I'm not here to co-opt a space. I'm not here to turn the space into my space. I'm not here to say, hey, look at me, I'm an ally.
No, let's clear it out. Clear it out. Clear it out.
Everybody move out the way and let the people who deserve the praise get the praise. Down to, you know, I was talking about it the other day. Just literally, I promise you, it sounds like super whack. Sounds super cheesy even saying this, but literally the conversation I was having was, you know, how can talent, like I said, I've been, you know, really heavily discussing a bunch of career options, but, you know, heavily discussing, you know, getting like really into these new spaces.
Of course, of course.
And you know, the conversation came up with a young lady about what, you know, about there being a lot of black talent in the new space, but not black producers. So I'm just like, well, what can talent do to handle that? She just ran off a bunch of stuff. And I was just like, oh, well, I just inherently do all that. Like, she was like, well, just, you know, when you sign on to a gig, asking who's the producer, asking for a black woman producer, asking for a black producer, making sure people get paid properly and things of that nature, are all things I naturally do. Like, so it's like, you know, it's just another form of making space. Everything, I live my raps. I live my raps, bro. Like, that's
he does.
No cap in my raps.
I live my raps.
There's none of this. I am a full and complete person that you see in front of you. You know, take it or leave it, like it or love it, hate it or hate it. I'm still me, and I'm going to do the inherently good thing. I'm going to do the inherently good thing. I don't know that the good thing is always the right thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm always going to do the good thing.
Yeah, yeah. I dig that. I dig that.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So to answer your question, is I make space. And anything else, I don't care about.
I think for me, I'm in a place now where I feel like I'm, Just like I said earlier, you know, I'm learning every day that masculinity is ever growing, and it's something that it's a balancing act. To me, like, when I think about masculinity in my head, it's not the overt, you know, I'm this man and I could bag this many women and I could do this and I could move here and I could whatever. All of that stuff is cool. And you know, it is, as we spoke about earlier, it is performative. And I do think that there is still a lot of performance that happens daily, right? The moments that I'm like, you know, I'm very frugal in my head, right? I try to be as frugal as hell. But I know.
Yeah, Chris, he is a cheap nigga, bro. The nigga lent me money and asked for it back. I said, bitch, you are rich.
Cheap.
You are rich. What the fuck?
But I know that my lady likes shopping and all of this stuff. So, you know, every now and then I'll do like the little stunt-tastic. Go ahead, babe, you know, go get what you want. And pick what you want. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's even though it's me doing for her because I want to, it the way that I, the air that I feel it can give off can be performative. It's like, you know, I got bread, you know, I stunt.
Right.
Here, it's for you. But I'm learning every day that the masculine energy is understanding. One thing that I'm learning bigger than anything else about my masculine energy is knowing when to ask for help. It's a hard thing because I think a lot of times the performative part of us, we want to be, oh, I'm a man. I got it myself. I'm going to handle it myself. I know how to do it. Leave me alone. Don't touch me. But whether it is something as simple as cooking or something as complex as my mental health, I'm getting better every day with being able to kind of step out of myself and ask for help. No matter if I believe that person could help me or not. I think that's more masculine than people think. I think understanding just, as you said, you know, being able to take fault. I'm doing better at that. Just being able to take it, you know, and not just the whole, and not just the whole, I don't want any problems, you know, I'll just take it, you know, it's my fault. But really being able to be like, okay, I did this and I've wronged you in this way. Okay, let me sit back, let me absorb that and try to figure out how to make that better or what I can do personally and not be performative with it, you know, just do it just because I'm doing it, but actual change. Like what is the thing in me that is not connecting with this person? And what first do I even want to change it? Is it worth changing? Then, okay, cool. If it is something I want to change because I care about this person that much, what are the steps to do it that it's not just a moment thing, that it becomes a lifestyle thing?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm still learning. I'm still learning in my masculinity. I'm still trying to grow and be better. I think for my last question, when it comes to this, understanding that masculinity is the yin, femininity is the yang, or however you want to look at it. In the upcoming future, what are some things that you want to see, not only within yourself, but within our community to match up with the surge of femininity that is in the world right now?
Dialogue. Actual dialogue, right? Like not asking women or queer people to be your teacher, to hold, like, but to truly ask questions of how can I be of service? What about me and my thought process and my projections makes it unsafe for you? Makes it uncomfortable for you. Makes it not a good space for you. What about this? What about me? What can I change to be better? And then, you know, hopefully that line of questioning, that heart of service would then show someone, like, it would show the other person, whether they're queer or they're a woman, a cisgender woman, then they would be able to be like, oh, well, you can do this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? So just dialogue, actual dialogue, man. And then even if the dialogue isn't there, bro, I've seen niggas do, you know, go through great fucking lengths to figure out what. Yo, do you remember when 23 when the Jordan website first came out. Oh. Nigga didn't even really know how to order the shoes.
Oh, not at all.
But we figured it out, right?
Sure.
Niggas, there's so many, you know, niggas figure out how to get some Rick Owens. Yep. Niggas figure out how to get some fucking limited edition sneakers. Niggas figured out how to get a fucking PS5.
That is very true.
When that shit was the Hunger Games.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I figured it out, and I wasn't even in the same state. I figured it out.
It was the Hunger Games.
Yes, it was.
But we figured it out.
We did.
We should be able to do the same thing when it comes to making space and ensuring that our masculinity isn't a toxic one, isn't a dangerous one, right? I think, and I could be wrong, and this could be just, you know, some fucked up shit in my head. I think there is some air of toxicity, quote unquote, or like, you know, / selfishness that exists naturally in people. So, you know, but do you want to be dangerous? Is that what you want? Do you want the words that come out your mouth? Do you want them to hurt people for no reason? Innocent people? Do you want to, you know, offend people for no reason? If that's not the case, then, you know, even if certain people are, if the other half is not initially with the dialogue, that doesn't mean quit. That doesn't mean fuck that. I'm going back to, you know, still do the work to be better.
Do
what you can to be better. Do what you know to be better. We all know. We may not know what to do, but we all know what we shouldn't be doing.
Facts.
So that's what I want to say.
I'm going to piggyback on that. Pause.
My back hurts. Get off.
But I think as much as you're doing the work outward with continuing to or starting to hold space and work on continuing to start the dialogues necessary, I want to piggyback on the conversation of understanding your own masculinity, where it is toxic, where it is dangerous, and starting to solve those problems. I think a lot of times we look outward to solve our problems when they really start inward. And a lot of us look for these solutions that are going to satiate, you know, us or the people, and it begins to come off again as performative. I think once you sit down inside yourself and understand what masculinity actually is for you and what you are doing or what you project that can potentially be harmful, that could potentially be dangerous to other people around you, you know, whether it be man, woman, child, anybody, any person around you, you have to start really. Once you start within yourself and start holding yourself accountable, that's when you can go out and then ask the right questions. Like, okay, cool. I see I feel what I'm doing, or I can see where people could be rubbed the wrong way, or just if that's going to be you, understanding another big part of it is understanding who you want to be around and who you're not, who you don't want to be around. I think just kind of, but you have to do that inner work. That inner work is necessary. Don't try to put a Band-Aid on yourself when you have a stomach ache. Like it's that simple, you know. So start checking in with yourselves, man. I think that's the biggest thing. That's the place that I'm in right now. You know, I wish I was. A part of me wishes I was around my friends all the time. I wish I was back outside moving around, but God has blessed me with a certain kind of solace in being away from everyone that I have no choice but to do the inner work. So right now,
no distractions.
Yeah, I have no distractions. So as much as my flesh yearns for the outer coverings of whatever we decide to get into, I'm learning or building on myself more and more every day. So it's hard work, but it's necessary work, especially if you want to live right for your future children, your future husband, wife, significant other, that's to me, it's super necessary. So, yeah.
You know what that was, Mac Wilds?
What was that?
A fucking amazing podcast. Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, we just out here trying to figure it out, man. We don't have the fucking answers. We don't have no lo-fi music on our clips. We don't got no fucking...
Yo, EA, I'm gonna need one clip with the lo-fi music in the background.
EA, you'll be fucking fired. EA, I fucking promise you, you'll be fucking fired, bitch. You'd be the fuck out of here, bitch. You my man for mad years. Yeah, you'd be fucking gone. You'd get no more money with guys next door. You understand me?
Oh my God.
Great show today, Mac Wilds. Do you got anything that the people should be made aware of? Anything you want to tell them? Anything
hey, man,
to look forward to?
I'll just say Easter weekend, we're going to have a ball. So just be ready. Yeah.
We're gonna have a ball.
We're gonna have a ball Easter weekend. Yes, sir.
You know I love Jesus.
I know.
You know I love Jesus.
Hey, we'll just say you'll be able to praise this. We'll go there. We'll stop.
What bad fucking man, Mac Wilds. And if them fucking people is fucking geniuses, but you're a bad man. Same thing. Trap karaoke tickets are now on sale. Trap Karaoke tickets are now on sale, so head over to trapkaraoke.com, get your tickets. We are in Dallas on February 24th. Mm-hmm. We are in Atlanta February 25th. Yo, it'd be mad funny how like white people are like old people talk about Atlanta. Hotlanta! I'm coming
Atlanta.
To see.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, the 24th, 25th in March, it's a fucking, we are back, baby. March, we're tearing the road up. April, we're tearing the road up. My official birthday show, because there was some confusion last year. My official birthday show will be for the second year in a row, Washington, D.C. D.C., we are doing the Mouse Jones Trap Karaoke birthday show in DC. Get your tickets right now. Get your tickets right
now.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Get your goddamn tickets right now. Mac Wilds, you better be in.
Listen, I am an hour away. I'll be there.
You and Christina have no excuse. Don't get that lady pregnant in between.
Oh, I won't.
Get off of that lady.
We have an abundance of condoms, so we're good.
Nah, bro, having to use a condom on my wife is nuts, bro. Hell no. Well, no.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Literally not nuts.
It's a lot of those.
Yo, if I have to get a condom, Bitch, you know me. Fuck you telling me to get a condom for. Man, damn it. We just got done talking about masculinity. All right, let me not fucking ruin this. Make sure you subscribe to the show, Guys Next Door. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Show. If you got a letter, you want to say something nice to us, you want to say something mean to us, you want to curse somebody out and you're scared they're going to punch you in the face, send that letter to guysnextdoor123 @gmail.com. That is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Yes, 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 to answer y'all questions, we are going on the road. Y'all get so rude. I want to tell y'all right now, y'all get so rude. Stop talking to me like that. I get it. We've been a podcast for, somebody said, y'all been a podcast for 4 years. Y'all had two live shows. Bitch, mind your business.
No, I really think, hey, Mouse, how you feel about the spring, man? How you feel about the spring? Spring feels nice.
Spring is a beautiful time. You know, everybody going to be smelling good, uh-huh. Hopefully, taking showers. Maxi dresses will be in abundance. Shout out to global warming. Mm-hmm. Spring sounds good to me.
Hey, Ryan, when you get back, we got to talk. Let's talk about spring. Hey, Eve, you hear us. Spring sounds
Eve,
nice.
We need spring dates, Eve. Yeah, let's tear it up. Mm-hmm. Let's tear it up. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday, Mom and Dad. Happy birthday, Mom and Dad. I love y'all. I know y'all sneaky listen to the show sometimes. So happy birthday to y'all. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all.
We love y'all, Mom.
And I don't know if we'll record. We probably won't record by then. So let me say happy 20. Let me do the fucking math. Because they got married in 1997. No, they got married in 1996. It's on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
96 minus 2023. Happy 27 years of marriage on February 17th.
Jesus.
So yeah. Yeah, yeah. They everyone likes my money. Everyone likes my money.
Trust me. I know.
I really truly I don't get a break.
No. No, not at all.
I don't get a break.
But that's why you're rich. It makes all the sense in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Mouse Jones is rich now. He has money. Shmoney, actually.
Bye, y'all. Bye. Tooks, yeah, I will see y'all black ass next Monday because this nigga's
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.